We pray. Dear Father in heaven, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight through Jesus Christ, our good shepherd. Amen. Our text this morning happens to be the memory verse put in the church bulletin about a week ago. We hear from the good shepherd in chapter 10, verses 27 and 28. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. When the Bible refers to believers as lambs, as sheep, that paints quite the picture of vulnerability all the time, especially in ancient times back in the days of the Bible. Sheep would need the constant care of a diligent shepherd. If left alone with wild animals nearby, they would become the next meal for the nearby wolf or the lion. The Apostle Peter knew from experience what the lion was like, that is, how relentless the devil could be. But after he recovered from Satan's attack, just as Jesus said would happen, he wrote these words in 1 Peter 5. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. That sounds like a threat. But the apostle goes on to write one more thing, verse 9. Resist him, firm in your faith. Does the Bible need to tell you that Satan is your enemy? Do we need that reminder? We do, because of a natural tendency to forget what the devil is up to lose track of how he operates. Yes, he's the enemy of Christ, and a very real danger to the Lord's sheep, but he comes across as the opposite, an ally on your side, a friend. He knows how to disguise himself. After all, he's had 6,000 years of experience figuring out temptations that work, starting with Adam and Eve. He even tried to tempt Jesus in a failed quest to wreck salvation. But the Lord won, and good thing, not only for him, but for us, since his victory becomes ours. Let's explore that today in the truth of our theme. When you're stuck to the Savior, you're going to be safe from Satan. As the enemy, you can be sure that the devil wants nothing more than to rob you of eternal life. He wants to steal you and me away from the shepherd. And if it comes down to a challenge between you and the devil, think of it, sheep versus lion, it's game over. Well, there's a definite limit set by God as to what Satan can do and what options he has. When you're stuck to Jesus by faith, Satan has to keep his distance. He may try to come near, but he can't come in. Not with Jesus there to push the lion back. Satan's only options then are to have a trap and lure you into it. Basically, the lion wants the sheep to wander away from the shepherd. Take Judas as the example. Was that man ever stuck to Jesus by faith? We don't know what was in the man's heart because the Bible doesn't tell us, at least not the way Judas was in the beginning. He was certainly attached to the Lord as a disciple. But was that enough? Didn't Satan find a way in? A weakness, the man's love of money, which became the temptation to commit the sin of betrayal. At that point, we have Jesus in this, or Judas in this dangerous position, away from Jesus, where he falls into despair and becomes someone that the lion devours. Take that example and combine it with the warning in 1 Corinthians. Let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall. Recognizing temptations and resisting them are very necessary to stay close to Jesus, whose constant care for the sheep makes all the difference. It's the Good Shepherd who has paid for all of us by his amazing sacrifice on the cross and guaranteed by his resurrection. It's the Good Shepherd who washes you clean through that blood-bought forgiveness he gained from God. He claims you personally, individually, in your baptism into his death. And really, it's the Lord attaching himself to you through your God-given faith. You stay stuck to the Savior by the Holy Spirit preserving your faith. Of course, we can expect Satan to hang around and look for something against us that he could use in the form of false teaching, maybe. Temptations, especially. But when we start to wander down that dangerous path, the Good Shepherd steps in to bring us back to himself. He leads you to repent like Peter did and not become like Judas, who ran away. Let's hear those comforting words one more time, and please take them to heart. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Thanks be to God that because of his grace, his power, because of the Savior, when you're stuck to Jesus by faith, you are going to be safe from Satan, now and forever. Amen. We'll close today with hymn 433. We'll sing the first and the last two stanzas. Stanzas 1, 2, 5, and 6 of hymn 433.
Jesus, my truth, my way, my sure unerring light. On thee my feeble soul I send, which thou wilt lead aright. And my guide, my counselor thou art. From thy paths depart. Myself I cannot save, myself I cannot keep, but strength in thee I surely have, whose eyelids never sleep. My soul to thee alone. Now there.